Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, y'all? Kofi Kingston here, and I would love to have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks, depending on what that drink is, preferably non-alcoholic, you know?
How's it going? I'm the Celtic Warrior, Seamus.
Wardlow here.
Soda.
I would love to have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks.
I would love to have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks.
Maple syrup.
Bye-bye. I would never have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks.
Filling glasses, check your straws. You know, cheers to Fans for Sports Network, where we will tangent and they will like it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, speaking of paying bills, yeah, that we have to pay bills. So,
yeah,
that was a moment there. Although I do need another soda, but you know, I will get a soda. But yeah, let's talk New Japan because I'm confuzzled about a few things. But I'll be right back. Let me go grab another soda because, ooh, you need a soda. It's Wrestle Kingdom, and to be perfectly honest with you, I only know if. One, maybe two matches. And that's Okada and Danielson. Yeah. And Sonata and Naito. Why do I feel like this is like the most boring Wrestle Kingdom ever?
Because it's not. The thing is that you're looking at, hold on. Let's see if there has been any updates. The Wrestle Kingdom card.
I found something that has 8 matches.
I am Hashi and Gato versus Phantasmo and Julio. We have Will Ospreay versus Moxley versus Finlay Jr., not senior. We have Tama Tonga versus Shingo Takagi. Tanahashi. Zack Sabre Jr., Takahashi, and El Desperado. You have Francesco Akira, TJP versus Joe Maloney and Clark Connors. Yeah, Okada, Danielson, Sonata, Tetsu Naito.
Okay.
I mean, it's still not, no, that's still too few matches for what is essentially a huge ass show.
Usually they've been spending it upon 2 days, but I guess this year no, it's only one.
Yeah, it looks like it's 1 day in that.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, like what's going on there?
Yeah, well, okay, I'm gonna admit, okay, New Japan this year, I didn't really watch the G1 this year, did not watch Best of Super Juniors, and this is the first time in about maybe. I can maybe say 2014, maybe 2015, definitely, that I hadn't, because I started watching Best of Super Juniors in 2015. So since then, I've watched them all, but this year I really didn't. And because I kind of was irritated with whatever. But when I look at this Wrestle Kingdom card, it's weird. Now, I love Shingo. I love Tama Tonga, so that's going to be good. Okay.
Yes.
Good opening. Hiromu and Desperado for the junior heavyweight. That's going to be a good one, too. I really like to see Desperado.
That's going
to
be a fire match, honestly.
Yeah, I really want to see Desperado win it. I think Hiromu always feels like Hiromu always has the belt. Bullet Club War Dogs don't care about y'all. Don't.
I do.
I, you know, Clark Connors is great and all and whatever, but Bullet Club is not the same. Right. Catch 2-2. I'm sorry, I have issues with TJP. So,
well, not going and there that, with that one. That's why they need to go under. They need to take the L. The Bullet Club need to beat some ass and call it a day. They need to take the fall. Like, there's a reason you have people like that, really.
Yeah. Now, the next one is Bishamon, which is Goto and Yoshihashi, versus the, and I'm sorry, Gorillas of Destiny is always going to be Tama Tonga, Tonga Loa. Okay. I'm sorry. I know Hikuleo's a brother, but you know what? No. Him and El Fantasmo, that is not, they need to change their name. I have a huge issue with that.
Well, they did that for a reason, though. You know, I know. I'm preaching to the choir, but
I know, but
listening, they had to differentiate them because if you kept them as the same name and you didn't separate them, they would always be stuck there. So you couldn't do anything with them. You know, it's like the Anoa'i family, the Usos were always the Usos, and it took a complete separation of brand and name to undo 10 years of a gimmick.
You got a white gaijin in there.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's. Love you, Elf. I love El Fantasma. Please do not get me wrong. Fucking
oh, no,
amazing.
No. There's a reason you wear masks, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know. They could have called them the Monkeys of Destiny or something else. They don't have to be a gorilla. They could have been an Ape of Destiny or whatever. As long as it's in that primate category. I don't know.
I'm sure somebody checked that out. They were looking at the anacronym and just sort of worked that out.
Got it.
Yeah.
That one, it can go either way.
Yeah.
For me. I'm not a Yoshihashi fan. Never have been. This next one, obviously, I love Zack Sabre Jr. versus Tanahashi. Since we know that Zack Sabre Jr.'s contract is expiring with New Japan, that's going to go to Tanahashi, which is fine. As long as Tana has good hair. Because usually with Wrestle Kingdom, I associate Tanahashi with very, very good hair. This last year, no. It looked fried. Like he put his finger in a light socket. I was so disappointed. I said, damn, Tanahashi, what the fuck?
I will almost guarantee he was doing Batsu games.
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you know what a Batsu game is?
No. I don't know.
Batsu game is it's a style of Japanese comedy where, you know, you put somebody into these situations, and if they do something, as an example, you're not allowed to laugh and people are supposed to try to make you laugh. And if you laugh, you get like smacked on the ass, or, you know, you're punished in some sort of way. They're called punishment games.
So they're punishing me. I'm being punished because he has bad hair.
Yes.
Is that what we're saying? Oh, no, yes. No. I just was like, damn. Even during pandemic, when you would see him, he's still pretty good hair.
I'm hoping this time around, like, I think it's the perm thing, the mid-season perm stuff. You can't do that too many times.
I will say that my favorite of the Tanahashi hair, because I think that Tanahashi hair, no, seriously. I will say Tanahashi hair. If you do not understand, okay, Tanahashi hair
is anime
really
hair.
Not you've really not looked at Tanahashi, okay? How do I describe it? So the first time I ever really took notice of Tanahashi's hair is probably. Let me think. When did I really said, oh yeah, his hair? Oh yeah, I'm all about it. Probably I will say I have to think. I'm actually pulling up some. Okay. 2015. It's when he started getting like the blonde highlights in it. And it got blonde. Mm. And it wasn't Blasian blonde, which is blonde Asian. It wasn't that kind of blonde. It was blonde. Because it wasn't that orangey kind of whatever. Like Yoshihashi. Yeah. Okay. So, and I was like, oh my God, this is very intriguing. So, you know, this guy's got some good hair, right? Liking it? Liking it? Okay. Then I believe in 2016 is where he was using the extensions. And so he had one of my favorite hairs unto this day is he had part of his hair was braided, right? And he had extensions and he had this ponytail, right? And his hair, he had a little thing like this. This is my faux Tanahashi hair, okay? That's my favorite Tanahashi hair. And then sometimes he'll have it down and it just looks very majestic because it's like Farrah Fawcett blow dried out.
Well, it was very... It was anime hair. It was
it when you looked at it, and he had this one that I'd like to call it was the reverse Rachel from Friends, where it was like razor cut out and flipped out instead of flipped in. You know, I mean, there are a lot of people who, you know, I can say that there are fans of just his hair. Sometimes I feel like that, but I love Tanahashi. He's such
He's very kabuki. Like even his basic ring attire, his entrance attire is always a little out there, and that's part of his draw. You know, though.
But then a lot of Japanese wrestlers are, except for a few of them. Like you know, but that's just you know that's just because that's who that's they right. are, and it's very simple. Like Murder Grandpa, very simple, presentation. You know,
and that I think is part and parcel just to the way they work their product. And one day we'll have to have a show just on that alone.
Mm-hmm. I could talk for hours about Tanahashi here. Two true stories. One, when I met Tanahashi, I could not help myself because it was like, I was like in awe. Okay. So I was like, this was WrestleCon in Orlando. I was in such awe, right? So he was over like this. I had this whole row of like New Japan people, it seemed like, in this one row. And I remember Murder Grandpa was sitting there and he smiled at me and I ran away. Because
it's Murder Grandpa. It's kind of scary.
Okay.
It's kind of like, what you do.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of scary. And I'm like seeing him smile like that because it's all crazy and shit. I'm like, oh, I got to go. So
that's like, oh God.
So then I saw Juice, and this was my first time meeting Juice Robinson. So I was like totally excited because I love Juice Robinson. And we were just like shooting shit. And then out of my corner of my eye, I'm like, ooh, it's like Tanahashi and his good hair. Oh my God, because it looked very fluffy, right?
Well,
so yeah. I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay. So when someone came up, because no one had come up to Juice and for a while, and then someone came up, and I'm like, great talking to you, blah, blah, blah. So then I went over. I think I cut the line because I didn't realize there was a line because it was just kind of standing in the middle of the walkway. And I was talking to him. And so I wanted a picture. And I'm like, okay. So here I was. Okay. He gives me this, like pulls me in, my little kind of huggish thing. So here is my hand in the back. Okay, he's like right here. My hand snuck up his back and my fingers were running through his hair. And then he stopped me and he turned to me and I like froze and I'm like, oh, fuck. He's like, you like my hair? I go, your hair is magical. And he looked at me. He goes, really? I said, he's like, please. He's like, please touch. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, and I said, it's like petting a unicorn. I told him that. And he just smiled. Either I'm like psycho or whatever. But yes, I did. His hair is magical. It felt magic. It felt like I was like touching, I don't know, forbidden fruit or something. I don't know. But all I know is it was really nice. Second story was when Jeff Cobb first went to New Japan, he was on a tour and there was a photo where he was with Tanahashi and Tanahashi was straight ironing his own hair. And then Jeff Cobb was there. And then all of a sudden, next thing I know is Jeff Cobb has barrettes in his hair. Uh-huh. And there's a photo of him getting straight ironed by Tanahashi. And I was like, holy shit. I'm like, oh my God. So I had to message Jeff. And I go, Jeff, you got to tell me, what was it like? He said to me, he said, well, first of all, because he knew I was obsessed with this, because we had talked about it before. And he goes, well, you're right. It's like a unicorn, just like petting a unicorn. He's like, but when he touches your hair, it's just, it's weird. It's almost like fairy, it's like pixie dust or having the fairy godmother bless you with her wand. And I'm like, Jeff, I'm so jealous of you.
That's not fair.
Yeah, things in life are not fair, and that's where Tanahashi's hair is not fair. But anyways, but yeah, I mean, since Zach's, I don't know if Zach's going to do one-offs here and there with New Japan. He might, like, you might see him in, you know, New Japan Cup. You might see him go back to a G1. Who knows? But I don't think
he's got fans. Hmm? He's got fans over there, so I mean, it's not like
he's got a lot of fans. He's got fans everywhere. Yeah, but. I mean, this was the one who, he was one of the gaijins who came over there. I mean, he'd been living there for years because remember he was the young lion over at Noah. And yep. And he was one of the very few gaijins that when they did move over there, I mean, he learned the language and, you know, like a lot of the culture and things like that. Whereas other people didn't fucking care. Well, because they're assholes. So fuck you, Ocean Spray. But I'm just saying. So.
Yeah.
And I think the only reason why. Don't shake your head. This is facts.
I'm not arguing the facts. I'm just going. You know. We're going to have the wrestler's court over this. This is enough.
No, a lot of the. Okay.
Honey, I'm joking.
I was going to say. A lot of them. No, I fucking hate him. Okay,
I know.
Yeah, a lot of them know that. Even Marty was like, he's like, I still don't get it. And I go, I told you, dude, it's because partially because, you know, Don Callis, the best thing he ever said was there's three things in life, there are three things that are certain: death, taxes, and Skrull beats Ospreay. And that's a fucking fact. You can go back in cage match, and it is true. It is true.
I'm just gonna say this much that you know, while I appreciate your blood feud with Will Ospreay, I think at some juncture, you know, like we just had a moment. For those of you that don't understand, we just had a moment. We just had Miss Amanda Jane, who normally can go on for hours about her favorite peaches. Okay. Just go on for a good 20 minutes on somebody's hair who is not the same person. I am proud of you. That is emotional growth. We're also a therapy channel for you.
Mm-hmm. We are. Will this show, will our little show make me like him? Fuck no. No. I mean, okay. True story. Okay, I think he's going to be on the Jericho Cruise again.
Probably.
I hope not. Because this time now, because he shoved me, I will fucking throw him overboard. I don't fucking care. I will go to jail. I don't care. So if you get a call or a text message, like an SOS for me, I don't know, your Morse code, whatever. Yeah, I need some bail money because I'm probably somewhere in like Bermuda or some bullshit. But
I'll call the Coast Guard. It's fine. I got
you. No, it's international water, so I don't think the Coast Guard would help.
There, other countries have Coast Guards.
Yeah, but that's international maritime law.
International maritime law, depending on where it is, still has somebody who patrols his waters.
Okay, it'll, because we're going to Mexico.
Oh, then it would
be probably be in the Gulf somewhere.
Okay,
so have some payola for some federales. That's all I know. I'm just saying, I'm suggesting. So, but on the original one, when he was there, he like fucking stalked me everywhere. Fucking turned. There he was. And I'm like, fuck, why are you stalking me? Like, seriously. So one time, after like the 15th time, I had run into him on this the day one and a half. I was like, you know what? I should be nice. Okay. I said, because I saw him. He was getting ice cream. And I could see him because I was waiting to get a soda. Next thing I know, he's coming close to me. He sees me. He and I made eye contact. And I was like gonna say, hi, Will. But no, what did I do? I'm like, oh, hello, Ocean Spray. I couldn't help myself. It just came out like word vomit. And he goes, oh, it's the Mardi girl. Like,
that's yeah. Awesome.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. Cannot do it.
Well, cannot do it. Not, is he wrong?
He was sober at that point. So
I don't care. Is he wrong?
Did he move on?
No, is
well,
he
I had to
wrong?
Move on because it was my turn to get what?
No, is he wrong? You are the Mardi girl. I mean,
oh no, that's how he knows me. Yeah, no, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. I mean, he might be
no,
a dick,
but... no. But he knows the sound of my voice. Because fast forward to Wrestle Dream. Okay. Mm-hmm. That match that he did, that the 3-on-3, the 6-man. There was a point where he was leaning on the ring on the ramp side, and I leaned out because I was in the front row of that, but I was further back, and I stepped out, and I'm like, fuck you, Ocean Spray. Two middle fingers. I even took a picture of myself doing that too. And he looked over like, oh God.
It's her.
But then again, remember what I had said on episode 1, about Full Gear when they announced him. And of course I got on the chair and I slipped the first time and fell. Yeah, karma. I know.
I get that.
Then it was fine because I admitted it. I said it right there. Everyone's like, oh my God, are you okay? I said, man, this is fucking karma because I want to fucking flip him off and oi, right? So, but then when he, because I'm behind him and there was one, I waited till I picked my moments and you can actually hear it. I waited for it to get really silent so you could really fucking hear my disdain. Yep. Of course, he heard it too. And I'm thinking, Jesus, I know he heard it. So what happens when he went and he did his whole, you know, when they were done, the segment went in the turnbuckle thing. And he went to the one that was facing hard cam on the left-hand side, if you're facing the hard cam. And then we got down. He did something to the middle, facing with his back toward the ramp. And then he turned to our section. And as soon as he turned, he saw me and he blew me a kiss. I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you, asshole. Fucking.
I'm going to have to send you two to couples counseling.
No. No. Even Marty said, do you need me to moderate?
And I'm like, right?
No.
Yeah. So.
And he goes, I still don't understand. I go, well, partially it's you. Okay, because hello, you're such a better wrestler and person than him. He goes, well, yeah. And I go, but I said, he's a shithead. And he goes, I know. He's like, but he's grown up. I go, no, he is not.
He goes, he's grown up.
No, this is what Marty said. And his facial expression, he's like, you know, yeah, you're right. I'm giving him too much credit.
No.
He shoved me and I told him to watch the clip and he did. And he goes, that's not cool. I go, me or him? And he goes, him. He goes, and you could tell he made a beeline to you. And I go, exactly. He knew what he was getting into. I said, if a mutual friend of ours that Marty and I know pulled me back, I was like, oh, hell no. He shoved a woman. My friend grabbed my shirt. If he did not grab me and pull me back, I definitely would have gone to jail. Because at the stateroom, they always had a police officer there because it was the law in South San Francisco. But anyways.
Why is it at least half your stories end up and I almost went to jail? I mean.
I don't know. Think it's just. I have other stories that, you know, no jail was involved.
Yeah,
quite a few Ricky Stark stories. There was no jail involved, except once. But that was on him, not me.
Yeah, well.
That was on him. That was on
days.
That was him.
So now that we've done with your therapy session, this is our Christmas New Year's resolution.
That is not a resolution. If I say if there's a resolution, since he's more accessible now, do I want to say, oh, I'll try to be nicer? No.
Mm-mm. No.
I can't.
Well,
maybe I'm not as violent.
Well, I'm going to put it to you like this. John Cena said it best, you know. Love you or hate you, you have a reaction.
Oh my God, Willis. Happy birthday to you. You're lit and you're high. Oh my God. Oh. Willis, cheers to you, mate. Cheers to you, yes. Man.
It's cheers. Funny.
Okay, let me tell you guys a really, really crazy story about Willis. Okay. So we were at a West Coast Pro Show. And you know who Calvin Tankman is, right?
I do.
Yes. Well, if you don't know at home or listeners, Calvin Tankman is on the Independence. Real big, beefy black dude. He can wrestle. He can move. Like, a lot of these big guys now can move. Like Sam Stackhouse. Woo woo. Friend of the show. Shout out to you, Sam. Was wrestling a guy named, and I never seen this dude, so I don't know where he came from. But it's beef. He's drinking Hennessy. Well, duh, you're like a stereotype. But that's cool. Because remember, it's not what you drink, it's who you're drinking with.
And you were drinking with us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the Fans First Sports Network.
Very good.
Yay! Oh my God, Donnie!
Donnie Fuego! Donnie
Fuego! Happy birthday, Willis. Cheers. He's high too. To all my high friends. I have to
friends,
plug in my babe.
New listeners, you know, old listeners, people who put up with our crap.
Hey, don't disrespect my drink. I'm not, Willis.
I'll
I'm
disrespect
not.
Your drink, Willis.
That's Digi. That's not me.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the girl who in New Orleans got so excited that this one bar had Hypnotic. And they opened the bottle for me because I was like, what? Yeet. I don't understand this yeet thing because every time I see that, okay. I think of yeet, which is the hair removal thing.
Okay.
But anyway.
Do you know what the yeet thing is? I mean, okay, yeet is a word that's more commonly used. It means to throw. Okay? So when you're yeeting something, you are taking it and you are chucking it, generally trashing it. However, it started to become as sort of a exclamation of happiness, like how in the 80s we used to say everything that was it was bad, but it was that meant it was good. Kind of like that.
So if like I threw like Ocean Spray.
Yes, you would be yeeting Ocean Spray.
But it's right yeet because it's awesome and it's good.
But right.
Okay.
Wow, we just boomered that shit. Jesus, the internet's never gonna let me live.
Oh my gosh. Donnie and his, I still reminisce the Everclear slushie he had in NOLA. Yes, NOLA.
Okay, whoa. That was Everclear and a slushie.
Yes.
Sure, it was so much Everclear or just a little?
Oh, Donnie, did you get that one at Fat Tuesdays? I don't remember where, because I wasn't with you when you got it. I know I had seen you and you had it. Oh, yep. See, Fat Tuesdays, of course.
Then that was at least a quarter Everclear. Everclear doesn't freeze well for our fans at home. Does not freeze well.
Yeah, no, but that's not the point of it because that drink, because it's so yummy and sometimes it hits and you don't realize it's hitting, it's going to be gone before it, you know, you'd even know. But
Jimmy's Chicken Jack is a great band.
Willis got Burger King, Popeye's chicken, and Dave's chicken sandwich. What is a Dave's chicken sandwich?
That's
Wendy's?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, no. Donnie, it's not Jimmy's. It's Yeah. No, it's
Jimmy's Chicken Shack is a band.
Willie's Chicken Shack. That's the one. But they don't have as many locations as they did when we went to WrestleMania Con in New Orleans that year.
Jesus, we're a hot mess today.
Let me tell you, I took home some voodoo because I got drugged by some chick. I'm not going to name names. But if you know me well, you know it was my mortal enemy. Not a nice person. Anyways. So, when I went this last time in May, I felt lighter when I came home. And actually during the trip too. So I had something that I had brought home with me and it's gone. Mm. Oh, Dave's hot chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave's hot chicken. Okay. I don't like hot chicken. So yeah, I'm not a fan. And don't use that word on here, Willis, please. Yes, Willie's Chicken Shack. And Donnie, it was just as good as it was back then. I will tell you. So if you're ever in New Orleans, Willie's Chicken Shack. I kind of would love to see Ricky wrestle in New Orleans.
That's fair.
But New Orleans... I have issues sometimes because of the humidity. That's just me. Humidity and I don't get along. So I don't like Miami. All the other shit. However, I was supposed to see Ricky wrestle that weekend, but I ended up flying home early because I made a boo-boo. I should have stayed so I could have gone. Because he tagged with, obviously, Solo. Because I believe at the time they were still the Wrestle Circus Tag Champions. And I think Johnny, what was John Hennigan's name then?
Johnny's.
Was it Circus John? I don't know what they were calling him there. But he was on their team and somebody else. I can't remember. And they faced like Guevara and some other people. But anyways, I think it was the Rascals. Possibly. But anyways. Yeah, that's when Ricky was a blonde. Don't think I like Ricky's blonde.
Mm-mm. Oh, man.
We all make mistakes. But Tanahashi and his hair, we're going circling back to that. Because
circling back to Tanahashi's hair. That,
except for the time last year when he put his finger in the light socket.
Yeah.
But yeah, all roads... going back to the thing... Ocean Spray has that. Oh wait, it's an inaugural IWGP Global Heavyweight Championship. So Ocean Spray is the US one too.
Well, maybe they're doing a belt consolidation and making it more global.
No, because he's got that stupid British one, but it was US and whatever, because he's got to be a fucking idiot, you know? It's like it was US, okay? Okay, buddy.
No, maybe.
But I know technically we are an offshoot of Britain. I know. I get it. I understand that. But it's always not about you, Will Ospreay. It's not always about you. And Ew is right. Yes, ew, when we talk about Ocean Spray. Ew. I really want Finley to have the belt because Mox doesn't need another piece of belt. And Ocean Spray, you're leaving. So why should you have a lot?
Give it to Cardona.
Already, I swear to God, if Cardona... Can we censor Willis somehow?
No, I just ignore him.
Okay. I can always do...
I'm full heel on Willis. It's
his birthday. I'm heel. Yeah. Yeah, but... you know who's a goat? It's me. Let me tell you why I'm a goat. It's because there was a X post. Oh, look, see... Digi, I'm getting good habits because of you. I called it X. So there was an X post that was a thing. Someone had taken a photo from this Wednesday's Dynamite. And the signs, I will tell you, some of the signs, I like watching Dynamite and Rampage and all that to see the signs. Mm. And this particular sign said, guarantees Moxley is going to bleed.
Yeah.
And I was laughing, and I'm like, yeah, but a real goat real goat knows exactly how long it takes him. And I have a video, which I will share on my Twitter, my ex, sorry, that I think I did post it then, but I'll post it again. Was I had called the girl that was sitting next to me. I was like, we know it's going to bleed. And she goes, duh, it's one of those Texas deathmatch things. I said, yes. So let's take bets on how long it'll take. She's like, 4 minutes. I go, no. I said about minute 30, minute 45 in that time frame. She goes, you're on. How many minutes did it take him to bleed? And I timed it. I had my, she put her timer on the phone. I put mine. I was right. It was seriously a minute, 33 seconds. I'm the fucking goat. Yes. I am censoring you, dude.
So.
Ay-yi-yi.
Producer lady here. Thanks for tuning in. Continue to support and buy us a drink by putting the I in subscribe and reviewing our podcast. And cheers to Fans First Sports Network for keeping the dive bar lights on.
I would never have a drink with wrestling on the rocks.